Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Let's all stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's have a roll call.
Commissioner Loftbaum?
Here.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Here.
Commissioner Mapes?
Here.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Here.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Here.
We're looking for the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
I support that.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The consent agenda.
I'll make that motion, Chair.
Okay.
I move to approve the consent agenda and all items contained therein and authorize the County Administrator to sign the attached items on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
Second.
A motion and a second. Roll call.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Loftbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Motion passes. So the next item on the business, on the docket, is the DPW clean sweep.
Oh, that's part of the...
That's part of the...
I'm sorry. Okay. So we're ready for public comment. Anybody wishes to speak? You get 3 minutes.
Excuse me, I have a cough drop in my mouth. My name is Martha Lancaster. I'm a resident of West Travis Township, and I lived in Emmett County for about 40 years. I was very unhappy to read the reports of your organizational meeting, at which it appeared that all of the committee appointments were made in advance of the meeting without input from the commissioners. And I've attended quite a few county commission meetings in the past, including a number of organizational meetings over the years. And I always was really impressed with those meetings by the interesting discussion and give and take among the commissioners, where they talk about which committees they want to stay on or which they want to switch and what will fit into their schedules and who's getting too many appointments. And I was really disappointed to see that they were all pre-set, apparently backroom negotiations in the dark. As a voter, that's not what I want to see. I really value transparency and democracy, and I believe that most Emma County voters also value transparency and democracy. I've attended quite a lot of county commission meetings, and over the last 15 years, I would say that there were a lot of decisions the commission made that I didn't agree with, but I really respected their process. It was all very open and transparent. They held public hearings and discussions in front of the public, which was all documented. And going forward, I hope that you all will continue that spirit of transparency and democracy, because democracy dies in darkness.
Thank you. Next.
Yes, my name is Dixon Dutterar. I'm from Harbor Springs. I want to congratulate all of you who won your elections and are now sitting here in charge of every dime that's spent in Emmett County. Congratulations to Neil Ahrens. I'm glad to hear you're recovering from your stroke. I'm here to second everything that woman just said. I've spent 30-some years in the newspaper business, and sunlight is the best disinfectant. Any discussions about who should be doing what as far as representing me in Emmett County and how money will be spent, those decisions should be discussed in the open. I want to commend the previous commission for passing well north of $1.5 million for affordable housing efforts and for transit. And I'm hoping I don't see any backsliding by this commission on that. That was a good decision. That is American Rescue Act funds money that the county agreed to accept from the federal government. And that's not just the county's money. That's the money of the residents of our county. The other thing, I was a little disappointed to see that we didn't allow Matt Kuntz to continue to serve on our Board of Health. That's a very important position, and he has experience with that, and I'm surprised you didn't, some of you voted against him continuing to serve over there. That Board of Health isn't just a four-county area Board of Health. That's my Board of Health. That's the Board of Health of everybody that's that lives in those four counties. So, for example, Don Mapes, you're not my commissioner, but that's the reason I reached out to you. I'd like to discuss how this county represents me and the county on the Board of Health, even though Neil is my commissioner. So, because in that position, you're representing people in four counties. So thanks for your time. Good luck. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Next.
Hello. My name is Tracy Skinner, and I'm a resident of Emmett County. And I'm here to voice a welcome and share some thoughts with the new commissioners. I also was surprised by how the assignments happened last week. I actually was stunned with how the decisions happened last week. Many of you are newly elected and may not be aware of the challenges and efforts of the Board of Health through the past several years. But I invite especially Commissioner Ginnup and Commissioner Mapes to view the almost 7 hours of the archived meeting from September 2021 to understand what led to the Board of Health no longer being welcome to meet at the Charlevoix County Public Library due to safety concerns. There has been much controversy in our communities, and in an attempt to understand, I have viewed all the archived Board of Health meetings and attended many in person, and I'd invite you to do the same. After the unbelievable meeting in September, much effort was put into having a virtual parliamentarian present, an additional attorney that specialized in public health law and codes, and provided legal guidance to Board of Health members that seemed confused about their authority and their role. As a taxpayer, I'm concerned that some of the Board of Health representatives in other counties in this confusion may have overstepped their position and taken action that contributed to lengthy and expensive legal untangling. When Commissioner Ginnup referenced it was time for change last week, I'm not sure what was meant. I am hopeful that Emmett County will continue to be represented by individuals that are cautious about understanding the roles on the Board of Health and to learn about the laws that guide the services that are provided and make informed decisions after collaborative discussion with the leadership of the organization. Thank you to Commissioner McGinnis and Commissioner Kuntz for taking what I imagine was an extremely challenging position at a contentious time. I have appreciated your efforts to understand the role, the law, and the process to treat others with respect, and I'm proud that you represented our county in such a calm and thoughtful manner. In the past few months, it seemed that things were moving forward from a dark time, although the December meeting cast a light on the work that has yet to be done. I am saddened by the loss of the representation of Commissioner Kuntz to the Board of Health. His continued presence would have been extremely helpful on the path forward. That being said, I welcome the new representatives and look forward to see how you represent our county and learn about your new role. The community will be watching to see if you are moving us forward towards civility and healing, or if you're moving it to a more contentious and divisive days that I had hoped were behind us all.
Thank you. Anybody else for public comment?
Good evening. I'm Michael Behrman, a resident of Harbor Springs, and I too want to welcome all of the commissioners. Thank you for running for office. You really put yourself out there in a public forum, and thank you. I know there's a phrase, sometimes be careful what you wish for, you might just get it, but you're here, and I know that you're all going to do the best you can to advocate for every single Emmett County resident, no matter what political affiliation they have, what creed, what religion, what gender preference, if they have disabilities or not. I know you'll be there for every Emmett County resident. I just want to also express, my questioning of full transparency. I know that a lot of you ran on transparency and accountability, but from my understanding, the way that committee appointments and board appointments were made wasn't in that spirit of an open discussion, just like the people in front of me had said. I'm sure that everyone understands very well the Open Meetings Act, and you know, we'll abide by those rules and regulations. I just want to also put in a plug for the health department, and I certainly hope that the two new representatives will give their unwavering support behind our health department. I was formerly the superintendent of Harbor Springs Public Schools for 4 years during the pandemic, and I can tell you that that health department was the reason we were able to keep school open without shutting it down, which was a rarity. Thank God for that health department. I hope you remember that. I also hope you remember that they do much more for the schools. They instituted a RAM wellness program where we have two mental health therapists through the health department, a public health nurse. Again, creativity, going out there and finding grants, win-win situations. So I truly hope the two new members represent Emmett County, my former colleagues that are superintendents in schools, and give their unwavering support to the health department. And I wish you good luck, and God bless you all for taking this position, and we'll be behind you, and we'll also be watching. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? I didn't write a script, but my name is Frank Hawthorne. I live here in Petoskey. My wife and I were native Michiganders, but we moved away in 81 when she got a job at Mayo Clinic as a medical librarian, and I followed her out there, and we were there for 34 years before returning here in retirement. Love it up here. Have no complaints about the community and the county, and I did serve myself as a on a public board, the Olmsted County Council of Governments, Rochester Olmsted County of Governments in Olmsted County, Minnesota, where Mayo Clinic is. So I understand where you're at, and I appreciate and applaud you for serving as you are. I recognize, too, that as a Democrat, I probably won't ever rise beyond my current position as chair of the Emmett County Historical Commission. Pretty safe. But in any case, besides that, I do also recall last winter when I made it a point to try to support Matt and Charlie McGinnis, who served many years on this board, of course, as a Republican, in their advocacy for the regional health board. And those were difficult meetings. And frankly, I'd never been to any regional health board meetings before some of us, at the urging of various people, made it a point to go because those folks, those professionals really needed our help. My wife, who sadly couldn't be with us tonight because she's recovering from a stroke, but she knew the head of that board, now resigned, of course. And so that, and I got to know her slightly too, so that prompted my wish to, advocate and support those folks. And I was frankly shocked and disappointed by the kinds of vitriol that came out in some of those public meetings. And I hope, I sincerely hope and pray, as a practicing Christian, that you guys don't follow some of those practices that I witnessed, which were really sad. Coming out, I mean, the anti-vax and the anti-this and that, and you know, talking about freedom as though it's a foreign concept to the rest of us. Well, I don't think so. So I just want you to keep that in mind as you go forward, and don't see it as an us versus them proposition all the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Me Harry Lieberman. I'm also from Emmett County, and I'm actually from Matt's district. I just wanted to take the opportunity to fully support everything that's been said so far, and I do applaud those of you especially that are new and those that are, that continue to serve. It's a difficult job, I know that. But one thing I want to say, I've attended all kinds of governmental meetings over the years, and I especially attended a lot of the regional board meetings because of the things that were happening. But sitting there as a citizen and a resident of Kemet County, I couldn't have been more proud that that's the county I was from in those meetings. Charlie and Matt, they represented us with such integrity. They were well-versed. They were well-prepared. They researched. They didn't just follow the lead of whoever the first person was that threw a dart. They always were prepared, and I hope that our two new representatives will be the same and represent their constituency like these gentlemen did. It was difficult because they were outnumbered, but they stood their ground and they did what their job was. They represented the citizens of Emmett County. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. Any other? Anybody else for a public comment? Seeing none, go on. Dave, do you want to introduce our next
guest? I'd like to introduce Matt Fairstein, our undersheriff. He can come up and say a few words about our newest employee.
Good evening, everyone. Under Sheriff Matt Lurstein with the Emmett County Sheriff's Office. Recently, our office was able to purchase a canine. I'd like to let you all know that that canine was purchased all through through donations, everything from the kennel to the dog to toys, food, vet care, any types of medication. So we're really happy about that, and we're excited that the people of Emmett County really stepped up and helped us out with this program. It's something that we're very proud of. We've had two other canines in the past, and I think our new canine and our new canine handler are going to fit in just well, and I think they're going to do Emmett County very proud. This is Deputy Tyler Midiot. He is our new canine handler, and I will let him introduce his new partner for everybody, and if you have any questions, we're here to answer them.
Hello, Deputy Tyler Midiot, like he said. I've been with the Sheriff's Department for 4 years. I was lucky enough earlier this year to get selected to be our new canine handler. In September, I received Divot. She made the flight from Poland. She is just under 2 years old. She is a purebred German Shepherd. She is trained in narcotics, tracking, and apprehension, so she can do building searches for individuals as well. We went through a five-week course together at Mid-Michigan Canine down in Flint and received our certification in, like I said, in narcotics tracking and in patrol certification. So she can detect methamphetamine, MDMA, heroin, and cocaine. And then as tracking, she's trained on ground disturbance tracking. So that is it's the disturbance you make when you're walking through. So any disturbance on cement, grass, any type of terrain like that, she can track an individual. The longest that we waited for a track was about an hour and a half, and that was about 3/4 of a mile that we did on the training track was the longest that we've done so far. And then, like I said, the apprehension aspect of it as well. She can do building searches for individuals. She's trained to alert and bark at an individual, and then if any hostile action is made, she's also trained to apprehend that individual. I believe that is just about everything for her. Like I said, she's a female German Shepherd, 2 years old, and her name's Divot.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You kept looking at you, Denise. I mean, that's one employee you don't want to argue with.
Beautiful girl.
Okay. We come to the administrator's report.
Thank you. And thank you for Divot coming in tonight. I think it's important. One of our members of our staff, he's out there and he's also search and rescue. So I think that's important. You see that our agenda is a little bit light. This is the beginning of a new year for us. Our budget begins in January, so you'll see these agendas begin to grow. Airport, I think we all experienced a storm a few weeks ago. That did shut the airport down for a few days. Staff did a tremendous job of getting that back open, but that impacted the whole region, not just our airport. In the report, I gave you an update from planning and zoning and what they have been working on. And thanks to the staff there, that are helping with the Sparks grant. That also helps our Parks and Recreation. That is for a grant that we applied for, which hopefully we will hear in the near future for Edmonds Park. Parks and Recreation, I gave you an update. The new board, or the board will begin meeting this week, but put the schedules in there. The programs are published for 23. Our Crooked River Locks agreement is in there and is posted, so those hours are available. One of the committees that was not, we had some challenges, was the Northwest Michigan Community Action Agency. I did speak with the executive director there, and we will have a staff person assigned there, so Emmett County will have representation at those meetings, conflict with this meeting or our Thursday meeting. So we will take care of that and have a staff there that can report back to
us. Thank you. So having no unfinished business, we come to new business. Again, Mr. Administrator.
This is a contract that we started last year as we evaluated the services and the staff levels that we had, that we are responsible for mowing a large portion of the wheelway. Last year, we went out for bid, had a contract that was in place to mow those sections, and I think it's about 14 miles of mowing that's done. What that did is, one, freed up our staff to be able to work on our parks and reduce the amount of equipment that we needed within our parks. It worked very well last year, so before you tonight is an extension. There's three extensions on this agreement, and this is just an extension to move it forward for this year, 23 season.
Okay. So we are looking for a motion.
I'll make the motion.
I want to read the motion.
I move to approve the attached agreement with Northern Lawn Care, Northern Lawn Service LLC. Authorize the county administrator to sign the attached items on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call.
I'd like to ask one question first.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
About how many hours does that take them per week to do that?
I think we were running about 32 hours a week. I think they're, I don't know the exact number. We just make sure that they mow everything that's in the contract.
Any other questions or comments?
I noticed in the, I'm sorry.
I mean, just one thing. For us, we were running multiple staff out there. It wasn't just one staff person. So we had a crew that had to go out, and there was two or three people on that crew that would mow. So we would lose those folks, and they would be mowing 4 days a week.
And the breakdown of the equipment?
It's all their equipment. It doesn't have to be our equipment. We don't have to trailer it.
Good. Don, did you have a comment?
I read through the agreement earlier today, and it seems to me like there's a fixed amount, that there's a top that they can charge us.
Number of mowers. We don't, when we first put it together, was the question is, how much is it going to actually cost us? We put a top on that. When we have our dry seasons, we don't have to mow every week. So it gives us flexibility, but we also know what that top of the limit could be.
It's good to know.
It looked like that top limit was lowered for this year as well, from 30 to 28.
Yes, it
was. That would have been to reduce the mowing because evaluating it. That's the top end. If we don't do that, we don't spend the money. We don't want to mow it if there's only, we've had a half inch of growth, we're not going to mow.
Sure. Right. Yep.
So Mr. Batch, Ryan Bowman is the one that's responsible through Parks and Recreation. He keeps an eye on that and makes sure that they're doing the work and what it needs to be done.
Okay.
So it's worked very well for us.
Okay. Sounds good. Any other questions or comments? Roll call.
Commissioner Koontz.
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski.
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens.
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes.
Yes.
Commissioner Lofbaum.
Yes.
Commissioner White.
Yes.
Commissioner Ginna.
Yes. Come to the part of for appointments.
Mr. Chair, I have some comments regarding appointments I'd like to share. So I'm writing this memo. I wrote this memo to let you know how disappointed and frankly concerned I am with the way that Emmett County appointments were handled on January 3rd. I don't know with whom you consulted on your proposed service committee appointments, but I know that you sought no input from me, not even on my own appointments. As a result, you proposed appointing me to a committee, one committee which I'm not available to serve, another new committee in which I have expressed no interest, a third that I had planned to vacate, and you had me removed from the Board of Health, on which I've served faithfully for over a year when no one else would, which I've also developed considerable knowledge of and interest in. When questioned, you offered no meaningful explanation or justification for the proposed action. And while you surely demonstrated that you have put together a coalition of four new commissioners who are able to control decisions, and that you're willing to conduct business in that manner as the chair, this will not lead to the best outcomes for Emmett County residents. Citizen oversight boards like Emmett County Commission serve the public best when decisions are made openly with input from all members. I suggest that the public would be better served by a decision-making process that includes input from and good faith negotiations involving all of the people's representatives. It's important to remember that although your coalition won four seats in the last election, 4,246 voters, about 43% of the total, who voted in those four districts chose other candidates. 7,105 voters in Emmett County, well over 40%, voted for Democratic candidates. Those voters have only me on the board to represent their interests. And when you isolate me from input on decisions, you marginalize all of those people. We're a small, tight-knit community here in Emmett County. Those people are your neighbors, in many cases, probably your friends and colleagues. They're often the ones teaching or coaching our children and grandchildren. Many of them work to heal the sick and perform so many other necessary tasks in our county. In my interactions with Emmett County residents, I find that they universally want an efficient, fiscally responsible government that provides excellent and reliable services. That's what I want, and I suspect that's probably what you want, too. I challenge you going forward to work together with all of the members on this board to operate with a spirit of respect and transparency and to negotiate actions in good faith in order to serve the whole community. You have the majority coalition and realistically will control the outcome every time. Please make sure that everyone at least has a seat at the table in the decision-making process. This is the culture that we fostered under the last two chairpersons, White and Dreyer, and it will serve Emmett County well to cultivate that same culture long into the future. Thank you for hearing what I have to say.
Okay, so thank you, Matt.
Like, you do have one opening on the Parks and Rec Commission. I know Matt sent in a note saying that he might be available for his own time. In the interim, I think Mr. White stepped forward and said that he would also be interested in that. And I don't want to step on you, Matt.
I'm very confident with Mr. White's representation on the Parks and Rec Commission.
Mr. White said that, Commissioner White said that he would fill the one opening that we had on Parks and Recreation. So
okay.
I'll throw that out to the group.
So do we need to vote on that?
I think it's probably, I would vote on it.
Okay.
Make it official.
Sure. So
need a motion and a second.
Let's have a motion. I'll
make the motion that we put Dave White in as the
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Call the roll.
Commissioner Mates?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner
Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner
Loughbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Your first
meeting's tomorrow. So we have no communication?
No communications.
We're opening the floor for public comment again.
My name is Rose Fitzgerald. I'm a resident of Petoskey. I wanted to add my congratulations to all of you for being on the board and express my disappointment at the way your first meeting was conducted and my hope that things will improve in the future. One comment I would make about attending today's meeting is that typically at City Council and other meetings that I've attended, after a motion is made, the chair calls for discussion and the group discusses that motion and that topic. I did not see any of that today, which to me reflects the lack of discussion that I believe happened in your first meeting. I hope that you all will commit to discussing and working together in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Hearing none. Our next meeting is here at the County Commissioner Meeting Room on January 19th, 2023 at 6 o'clock in 200 Division Street, Petoskey. We need a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.